It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we'd like to thank our sponsors, SeatSitters.com and Artistry by Annette, where I am headed later this week, of course. Got a big wedding coming up. Got to get that skin glowy. Got to get that top layer taken off that nobody wants to see. Going to see Annette for a hydrofacial. You should, too. I swear, my skin never looks better than when after I see Annette. 248-980-6235. And this is like that vampire facial that you see all the celebrities get, but they leave and they look all, their face is all red,
yeah.
And they look like vampires who have been devouring human beings.
Right.
And got it all over their face and didn't use a napkin.
Right.
But this has no downtime. It's like nano needles.
And there's no blood.
There's no blood.
Yeah.
So it's like tiny little, it's like nano. So the stuff really gets in your skin, and she knows what serums your skin needs. She'll talk about it with you. Give Annette a call, 248-980-6235. New clients get 20% off right now, so you'll want to get in there, take advantage of that. You can find all her information on our website, stacyandlynnpodcast.com, or on our Facebook page, or basically anywhere you can find us, you can find Annette. We love her that much.
So you're going to a wedding.
I am going to a wedding.
And so sometimes that means that people that are the parents might be having an empty nest after this wedding.
Yes. Well, my sister-in-law already does have an empty nest, but I'm going to have one next year.
Okay.
And I've had one prematurely.
All right.
Like, I think I've told everybody we sent my son to military school for a semester, mm-hmm. not because he was in trouble, just for a reboot. Mm-hmm. And, I remember how I felt when my daughter went away to college. And I'm like, okay, things are going to change, but I'm prepared for that. It was very, very hard when my son was gone, but I felt like it was because I didn't have time to prepare myself.
Okay.
Like, I felt the whole time off. I didn't know what to do with myself. And I was doing a lot of writing, and I ended up writing about prematurely having an empty nest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't feel right.
You know, you said you didn't have time to prepare for it. Prepare for it. See, I'm going to start getting,
emotional.
I'm already, yes, exactly.
Your daughter's only a sophomore?
Right. But, okay, so you have 18 years to really prepare for it, right?
Well, yeah, but that's not what you're thinking when the kid's two.
No, that's
two,
what I'm thinking.
I know, but when the kid's two, you're not thinking, I got to get ready because someday this two-year-old's going to be moving out.
But I would do this. I would say, you know what, when times were tough or the two-year-old was crying a lot or the four-year-old was a problem, I'd say, you know what, enjoy it because before you know it, they're going to be gone. You know, so
Never did that.
Yeah, I did all the time. All the time I'd say, you know what, this is going to be better than when no one's here and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So, the last year when my son was in high school, everything was emotional to me. Oh my God, it's the last time he's going to play hockey. It's the last time this is going to happen. Look it, I'm going to start crying. And it really upset me. And then we graduated from high school. I like was, you know, crying the entire time and I was so sad. And then, you know, driving him to college, I'm like crying. I get to the part where I can't talk when we're going to leave. We're all at this lunch with this other family.
I know you're getting emotional right now.
Right.
And it's so funny because if you've met Lynn in person, you don't come off as an emotional person.
Right.
Because you're very quick-witted and you joke about everything.
Yes. Yes, that's my secret.
It is. But it's so funny that that you are, and I say this in the kindest possible way, a sap.
Right. Exactly. I can't.
When my daughter was a senior,
yeah.
People kept coming up to me going, oh, this is her last ice show.
Yes.
This is her last
yes.
prom. Are you? And I'm like, no, it's her last ice show and it's her last prom. It's got nothing to do with me. I didn't cry at graduation.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
No, I was like, it's high school graduation. I expected her to do this.
Yeah, you always have that positive thing, though. Like, this is what I, you know, I got her ready for this, and this is exciting times for her. Like, you were always like that.
That was and I feel like I did my job, but yes. I did not, even moving her to college, like, I stayed and helped her set up her dorm room, and her dad and her brother came home, and I stayed longer, and then I came home, and I picked up her cat and sobbed into him until he was soaking wet.
Okay. All right. So there was, you just have it maybe.
I did it once, and then I was done.
Right. See, and I didn't. It killed me, okay, for like a while. So then, you know, I was like, okay, well, I still have, you know, Grace at home, so I'm not an empty nest or anything. Mm-hmm. And so she is, and I mean this in the nicest of ways, but she can be the work of several children. She's got a lot of activities she does, a lot of places
she keeps you busy.
She keeps me very busy. But what happened recently, last month, is she got her license.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And now I almost feel like I have this empty nest, because at the same time, it was like a perfect storm. The same time she got her license is the same time that hockey season ended. Okay.
Yeah.
So we were at hockey. I was picking her up or taking her hockey practice like every day.
You were going
day.
To games.
Yep. Going to games, like two or three games all, you know, every week. Banquets, hockey parties, all this stuff. And so now she got her license. And you know how when they first get their license, they are always
disappear.
Disappear. Always fine. They have to be somewhere.
Oh, they're
they
somewhere to be.
Never eat anymore at home.
Nope.
We're always meeting friends somewhere. We're going to go to Panera to study. I'm going to Starbucks for this. Oh, so-and-so wants me to come over to her house. She's not feeling well. I'm going to stay at school and do this. And so now it's the weirdest thing that, like, I'll get home and, like, there's nothing I have to do, you know? There's nowhere I have to be. And it is making me feel like, and I don't want to use the word depressed because I think people overuse the
yes.
word. So I'm not going to say I'm depressed. And,
no, you know, but it makes you feel sad.
Sad, very down.
Maybe a little, I don't mean this, useless.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was a job before.
Yes.
And now you don't have that job.
No.
It's like you've been fired.
Exactly. Right. And
or downsized.
Downsized. and I'm like, I try to invent things for me to do, you know, like I, have like, the donation that picks up donations come like every week and I just find things to donate. Like I just keep searching things out. Like I haven't coming again tomorrow. I don't have anything ready, but I'll find stuff to give them. Cause it just gets like, I'll make a list now. Cause I'm a very list person too.
You are.
Like, okay. I'll get home. I will find things for donation. I'm going to clean out this cabinet. I'm going to do all this. And that's the other thing. In on top of this perfect storm, we moved at the same time.
Yeah.
So we spent the last 6 months like purging. And then when you move into a house, you put everything away right and organize, right? So before when I'd say, all right, I'm going to organize this today, or I'm going to get that, you know, utility room cleaned out. Or I mean, I used to do this stuff all the time because I think a house is always a work in progress.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Something always becomes the catch-all room and you got to clean it out. But like now it's like the closet is basically organized. I mean, my closet is, I did that again yesterday. Let me just go through it again.
Would you like to come organize my closet?
I probably do. I mean, I feel like I need to find more of these kind of things or get a hobby, you know, but even a hobby, like if I go say, well, I'll go do yoga, that like only takes an hour. And then I just feel so out of place because I'm not a person either that likes to, and I have nothing against this. I wish I could feel comfortable doing this, but if I got home at like, let's say 5 o'clock, and, you know, my husband's not home and no kids are there and I've got nothing, I cannot just sit down and watch TV or like put a show on. I feel like really weird about it. Like I'm just sitting watching TV. Like it just doesn't feel right. Even though I love TV and I'll watch it all day long after 8 o'clock, because that's the TV time. You know what I mean? That I've always been used to for the last 22 years. But now I'm like, I can't do that. So what do I do? And yes, I have dogs. Okay.
Well,
I can walk the dogs.
You
but
could
all these
walk the
things
dogs.
Are very like, nothing's taking me like, a hockey game between the time you have to get there, because she always had to be there an hour early. And normally the parents would all go out somewhere before the game to meet. And then you get the hockey game. So we're talking like a 3 hour thing. And it was usually a half hour away from the house. So this is like a thing that would take up your whole evening.
Yeah.
Right? These things are just taking up little zaps of time. And I'm feeling so, like you said, like in that time the bow went away.
Yeah.
You felt very out of sorts.
Yes.
That's how I'm feeling all the time. And I literally can't stand it.
Yeah, I did not know what to do with myself, and I'm looking back at that time now, wondering what did I do? Because, well, I mean, I got sick for part of it, which I,
well, I can only hope.
No, that was not fun.
No, I don't want to get sick.
And then I did that was when my daughter and I went to Spain. We took a trip together, which was helpful. I'm looking back on that time. I've looked back on it before, before we talked about it today, like wondering, like, what did I do? I know I started taking a writing workshop then because deadlines helped me. It was like, okay, I have to do this because I have to turn it in, and I have to read this because I have to be able to discuss it. So that helped me because it gave me like little things I had to do that, and I was responsible to other people for.
Okay.
So, and maybe like I know what I'm not self-directed like you. Like my closets are not organized right now, and I've got loads of time to do that.
Right.
But I just can't. I need deadlines.
Right.
Like if somebody said to me, "I'm coming to look at your closet Friday," I want it organized. Mm-hmm. I would do that.
Right.
But for me to go home today and go, "Oh, I could organize my closet, or I could read, or I could go for a walk, or I could."
Well, and that's the other thing. Like I used to read. Okay. And
you did.
Yeah. And now I feel like, and this has been for a long time, I don't know what my problem is, I feel like I cannot sit down and read a book. Like I'm too full antsy or something. Like it just, I don't know, like, you know, do you just grab a book and sit in a spot and start reading? I mean, it just, I can't do it. I want to. I used to like love books, and I haven't finished a book in I don't know how long. I have a couple I've started, but they just go to the wayside, and then
have you tried knitting? Or something like that.
So I really want to try that. And I did, I said it so much that a friend bought me like this whole knitting thing, which I hate to say, I just recently, after having it for 8 years, donated that because it was a whole knitting package and it was never being opened. And it looks very complicated. And
it's a lot of math, which is why I don't do it.
Okay. See, now that you've even said math, I'm sure I never could be doing that well.
You are good at math, though. You do math in your head.
I do math in my head, but like simple math.
Oh, it is simple math.
Oh, okay, I can do that.
And it's keeping track of stuff. See, and it's funny because if I sit down, I'm reading.
Yeah.
I always have at least 5 books going. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, when I was pregnant with my son, I could not read. I don't know what it like made me nauseous to try and read a book. Exactly.
Yeah, that's
so imagine.
Terrible.
It was like, I don't know what to do with myself. This is insane. So I started knitting and I knitted a scarf. I knitted something else. And then I made this. I knit a teddy bear.
What?
I knit a teddy bear and I stuffed it and I finished everything except one ear. And then my son was born. And then after that, I couldn't knit anymore.
What? So I have this is like people that get knocked unconscious and wake up and they can speak Spanish or something. So you could knit but not read during pregnancy. And now you can't knit anymore.
Oh, no.
Because it's
too
goodness.
Much math. I sit down. I try.
It's crazy.
Because both my sisters are knitters. And it's way too much math for me. Life is math.
You know, I was reading because I love, and this is so, I love when you get like the community books that have for
classes.
Your city. Yeah, they have little classes and have all these great ideas when I'm reading it. Oh, I'm going to take this. Oh, I'm going to take that. And then something happens, but something that I've always wanted to do was in this new, because I'm in a new neighborhood now. Yeah. So the new classes are offered. They're offering a class on sign language. And I have always wanted to learn sign language.
Seriously?
Yes. Like for as long as I can remember, since I was a teenager. So I think I'm going to do it.
I think you should. I think it would give you some purpose. And like there is such a need for sign language interpreters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, I only know this because my former co-host, Bobby Mitchell, his daughter went to college for sign language.
Really?
Yes. And that's what she does now. And so I know there's a huge need for it because I've met her and talked to her about it and stuff. And you'd be very good at that, I bet.
I am. So it's like Monday nights. I think 2 hours of class. So that's like something that'll fill up some time. And it got my brain going, you know what I mean? So I got to remember some stuff and make me think. And
do you think this is why men start playing so much golf when they get to our age? Because it's like...
Well, it's funny you say that because I was going to say, I don't know about you, but I don't know a lot of men that have issues with empty nest. They seem to look forward to it. And I'm not speaking for all men, but my husband acts like, you know, our whole lives will be like, we're traveling, we're playing golf, we're doing, you know, back, you know, all these things that we've never done, but it's going to be so great. And I'm just looking at how, you know, sad I'm going to be. And he's looking at how much more, you know, fun there's going to be because we don't have, you know, even like now with my daughter having a car, it's so weird because normally, you know, she has a doctor's appointment. Who has to take her there? You know, I mean, we both did, but most often it's me. Now she just takes herself. She had to go to the orthodontist Friday. She just drove herself. I mean, all those things are getting cut out.
Okay, speaking of travel, and we are going to speak about travel next. But let's talk about our wonderful sponsor, SeatSitters.com.
Right, which, you know, this was like, this is something I could do with my time. Find things where there's a need
and
create
it.
Something.
Yes.
Right? Because I do have always invented things in my head for like my whole life. But so speaking of travel, I'm sure you're aware, but airplanes filled with nasty germs. Filled. You go away, you get sick. You come home, you get sick. Or someone in your family gets sick. Or you're working with someone who said, oh my God, I'm not feeling good. I'm sure it's because of that plane. And here we are. I'm trying to think of ways to better myself and do more. And we do all that stuff. We think of, you know, how much more we could exercise, how we could eat healthier. Well, why don't we really focus on, you know, traveling when we travel to be safer with protecting ourselves from germs.
Exactly.
Right? And that's what SeatSitters.com, where you can get SeatSitters.com, is. It is a travel kit that was created for clean, healthy travel. The kit comes with a seat cover, a tray table cover, two sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, and a no-nut sticker if you or someone in your party has a nut allergy. You can just stick that right on your tray table, and then the flight attendant knows. And so for under $20, you can get this, and you can fly healthy. So don't spend another vacation with a sick family member. Order your SeatSitters kit today at SeatSitters.com.
Okay, well, speaking of travel, my son is graduating from high school this year. And so my husband and I were talking, and he said, oh, what do we want to do this summer? We don't really have any plans. Do you want to go to New York? Do you want to go do this? And I said, I don't know. And is Bo coming with us? And he said, he's 18 years old.
Oh, no, no.
And I'm like, what?
Right. That's
like, yeah. Like, leave him home alone?
Yes.
And he's like, when he goes to college. And I'm like, I need you to stop talking right now.
That's not happening for like 3 months.
Well, and it's funny. So this past weekend was his last play at school. He was big part of the theater program. I was on the board, like, you know, for all 4 years. I love all those kids. They're amazingly talented. And it was my son's last play. He didn't have a huge role. He said, I don't care. Well, it just so happened my niece is graduating from college in Missouri. She's a opera major. Very same weekend was her senior recital. So all of my family was going to Kansas City to see Elizabeth's recital.
Okay.
And I told Bo, I'm like, I can go to your play Thursday night, but the rest of the weekend I'll be gone. Is that okay? And he's like, yeah, I don't care. Because that's what he always says.
Right.
I think maybe because he's a boy, but I don't know. So I pull in Thursday to see the show and could barely get out of my car because I'm like, what? Why am I leaving tomorrow? What am I doing? I'm not going to be able to talk about his final performances with him because I won't have seen them. Mm. And then I was feeling horrible. I like barely got out of the car, but I went in and I watched the show and it was great. And then I went away and then I was trying to get back on Sunday and find a way to see like the last 20 minutes of the show and his final bow and then go do something I needed to do and hit construction, like literally sitting on the freeway. Mm. And I'm like, okay. And I finally had to tell myself, and I told him this last night, because he knows, he's like, I know you were kicking yourself for not being there, because he's like, I know you too well. I'm like, you do. And he does stand-up comedy, and I said, I rationalized to myself that I will be there for hopefully more important performances in your life. But I had to rationalize it to myself, because I was sitting in my car dying.
Yeah.
But then I look back, do you remember your parents being at any of your things? Like, does it really matter? I don't know.
Well, I can say, like, I don't remember if they had to miss something. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate when they came to things, but it wasn't like I remember if they missed them. You know what I'm saying? It's like it didn't crush me. I mean, I remember my dad would come to my viola, you know, concert and just fall asleep.
Oh yeah,
and he'd even say, "Oh my God, I fell asleep," but it was like this is the thought that counts. I'd probably fall asleep too if I wasn't playing. playing viola. But you came and I appreciate it, you know?
Well, it's so funny because I was the oldest and neither of my parents played sports. And in fact, they weren't that involved in school. Like, I think they did a little bit of theater. Plus, that was just a different generation. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in a different area. But I started playing sports in junior high. And then I was playing sports in high school. And I remember going home to my parents after a game and saying, everybody else's parents come to the games.
Yeah.
Like, my parents just never went. They didn't know you were supposed to, I guess.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, and how weird. You know, between Grace and Kenny, you know, they thousands of hockey games at this point. I remember, like, if I missed, like, if I ever had to miss one or two. Like, yeah. I used to plan trips around their hockey. But other parents, some don't come to every game, some don't come at all. But here we are, like, beating ourselves up if we miss, you know, one or two things.
I know.
Yeah, and it's not like that's how you grew up. So it's like, where does it come from?
Where does it come from? And maybe it comes from trying to compensate for that out of my youth. I don't know. But I was, like almost hard to get out of the car Thursday night. I felt so guilty. And I walked in and one of the other moms was like, hey, how are you doing? I'm like, oh, you don't want to hear the answer to that right now. Because
see, so you got it.
I did.
You're
it was. It, oh, I can be. I know I come off like the ice queen. Believe
not the
me.
Ice queen. No,
yes.
Just very confident.
I
and...
have my entire life, but I will be. I can be a giant mush ball.
Mm-hmm.
But when I turn into a mush ball.
Yeah.
It's a matzo ball mush ball. It's soft and disintegrating and gross.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one or the other. It's either a ball of ice or a ball of wet, soaking, sopping matzo.
Well, no, see, now I had the whole ugly crier thing long before Bridesmaids came out. Like, I used to say to everyone, you know, like, I would do it. Like, I'd be in front of a group and I'd talk about something emotional and I'd turn around and I'd say, I don't want to say anymore because I'm a super ugly crier. And I feel like an alien's coming out of my face. I mean, I see girls that look so pretty.
When they cry.
When they cry and everyone wants to hug them and help them. And me, they're like, holy heck, grab her a beach towel. What's happening?
Is she going to make it through this?
I mean, it's not attractive. And when I was younger, I had that problem where you go.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, it was so bad. Like, my parents used to think I was going to pass out because I would just get so out of, like, I couldn't control it. So thank God, as, you know, I became an adult, I was able to get that part under control. But the ugly crying part, no, it's terrible, terrible.
All right, so we've only got a few minutes left. Let's talk about, the empty nest. I don't know if we've helped anybody here, except to let you know that you're not alone, no matter how you feel.
Yeah. Or ask, I'd love to hear from our listeners, you know, what do they do? What are they doing? You can't just all of a sudden turn it off. They go to college and you're like, great. It's a big lifestyle change.
Exactly. Like, did you start doing charity stuff? Did you finally get to do a hobby you wanted to do? Like, what did you do with your time? Like, okay, my son's not going away right away, so I do have a little more time, mm-hmm. although I know it will be different
right
once he's in college as compared to high school.
Sure.
Because while he's in high school, I do still get up and make his breakfast, mostly because here's the thing. I did it for his sister.
Yeah.
But I also did it for his sister because he was in the house and he was little and needed his breakfast made.
Right.
She didn't, but I did it for, so I'm like, I feel like I should.
Yeah.
So, like, because you can't do more for one than you did for
right.
the other.
Right. Oh, no.
But I know once college, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
I really don't. Not for a college student.
No.
And he shouldn't show up at college and go, yeah, my mom made my breakfast.
Right.
That's not going to be.
No.
Please. I'm right. Right. Like, he should.
Yeah. I just feel like you're going to have a hard time. Like, what's that first day like when you just go, this is it. Not doing it. He's not getting breakfast. I mean, I just feel like you're going to be like, oh, OK, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And I mean, if he chooses to tell his friends, but I'm not just going to lay here and not let the kid eat breakfast.
I've done that once when I was mad at him.
Oh, see, once when you were mad at him.
I did.
Yeah.
I slept in and was like, get yourself to school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, because he lied to me. And I did it. I slept in.
Yeah.
Felt
I just
great.
Feel like it's like a habit and you like doing it. And I don't know. You'll have to let us know how it goes.
I really like doing it anymore.
What about the summer before college? Will he get breakfast or is he always on his own in the summer?
Well, hopefully he's taking a class this summer. If he takes an early class, that's on him. Because
okay.
I'm dude, no. Summer's for sleeping in.
Oh, my daughter literally waits until we get home every night and says, what's for dinner? Even though, it's driving me insane. Okay. And I know I'm not contradicting myself. I want things to do, but not like that. Like, I walk right in after doing everything, and then she's just sitting on the couch. What's for dinner? Like, she's sitting there. She can drive a car now. She thinks she's all grown up, but she'd sit there and starve to death if I didn't get home.
Oh, and you've never thought to say to her,
I have.
What have you made?
I have. I said, there's 19 things in there. What are you doing? Well, I didn't want to make that. I don't want to do that. And she'll always say, well, you always make Kenny dinner. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, which is not,
like, I always made everyone dinner. Don't say it like that. I'm just saying, if you're sitting there starving, Kenny wouldn't let himself starve and, you know, do that. So just make a dinner. It's not that big.
I know.
Of a
isn't
deal.
It hard? How do you? Okay, we want to hear what you've done. We want to hear what you've done about the empty nest. Yeah. We want to hear what you've done about slowly letting go of things.
Yes.
And please let us know. You can find us at StacyandLynnPodcast.com, and that'll direct you to all of our social media. Mm-hmm. And we're on Facebook.
At Stacy and Lynn Podcast.
We have an Instagram now.
Stacy and Lynn Podcast. And try to make it real easy for everyone. And you can tweet us at Stacy and Lynn.
Yes. And that's Stacy with an E and Lynn with
no E.
With no E, but two N's.
Two N's, no
E. She gets all the N's. Okay, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what's going on, your parenting style, your empty nest solutions. And we'll be back next week.